Something Cool here with Rob Cloris of Split Second Meltdown. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So let's talk about this band. I mean, I know you've been a keyboardist, and you're in, what, over 30 albums, something like that?
I've been kind of a career sideman keyboard guy, yeah.
And now you decided to be the front man.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Grohl is my inspiration. But as a keyboard player, I love rock and roll. I don't get to play a lot of rock and roll. It's mostly the kind of rock I like. I mean, all kinds of rock. It's kind of primarily guitar based. And so I decided to pick up a guitar and express myself and rock out on the guitar a bit.
Now, the album came out last week, and let me tell you, man, what I've heard so far is it's awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. That's that's really nice. Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad. Yeah, people are digging it and stuff. So I'm obviously happy about that.
Now, Flesh and Blood, man, that's like the anthem for the coronavirus there.
I know, yeah, yeah, it's very timely. I mean, I had a song and I hadn't written the lyrics yet, but I really liked the track and a lot of things hit me. I mean, everybody's thinking about this thing. I mean, it's changing the world and putting a lot of people in a bad place, and I just decided, like, hey, you know what? I'm I just decided to write about it, and I wasn't going to, but then I said, you know what? I'm just going to write about it. So,
you know, I got to laugh when I first heard the track. It's basically what I do every morning. I think I got a throat something going on. I'm like, you know, my God, what did I do? Who did I come in contact with? And then I realize it's like my sinuses are from the air conditioner.
I know, man. Yeah. It can be scary, you know. Because it's no joke.
Nah, it's crazy, man. Now, you're in New York City, right?
Yeah. I'm right outside New York City, Jersey City, actually, but it's right on the river, and I have a beautiful view of Manhattan. We have a better view than they do.
What was it like when it was, like, completely empty there?
Oh, it was surreal, for sure. Everything just kind of shut down, and nobody was on the street, and It was crazy. Crazy, surreal. It was really odd. I mean, people were scared, and for the most part, which was, I mean, we obviously got hit. They got hit really, really, really badly in this part of the, in this part of the country. But people followed the rules, which was really great. But it was very strange to be in this kind of an empty city. Things are starting to come back to life now with the outdoor cafes and whatnot, but a lot of businesses closed too, this is like a major event, right, of the century, really, or whatever, last half a century at least,
It's getting different here now. I mean, I'm in New York as well, and it's we were the state that we couldn't leave. Now no one's allowed to come here.
I know. It's crazy, man. We're battling this thing, and it's kind of like it's like kind of people are just doing their own thing, and it's just tough to manage it, I think the majority of people are just trying to do the right thing, and not, until a vaccine shows up,
Well, I mean, something's got to get done. I mean, it's hard out there. I mean, you're not allowed to do what your life was about before, I mean, you as a musician have to be extremely locked up. Like, you can't go on the road. You can't do shit.
I know. Yeah, it's been really. I mean, all the gigs dried up, and that's where, you know, a lot of people make their money, since, you know, records aren't you know, you can't get the type of money that you used to selling records. So people made money doing live gigs, and there's no live gigs, and clubs are closing. So, like, you know, a lot of bands are doing streaming gigs, which is cool. But I think the public is kind of everyone's getting tired of it now. I mean, it's how many months has it been, you know? So, yeah, it's rough for musicians. It's rough for, you know, a lot of people.
You know, it's getting even harder here in New York. I mean, there's a few venues in my area that are starting to open back up. I mean, they're not doing nothing huge, just getting a few shows in there, but now in New York, you can't serve alcohol without food, so how does that work out during a concert, you know?
I know, that they just made that rule, yeah, like last week or something, and that's, you know, it's just they just keep on throwing obstacles our way, and, you know, we just have to deal with it, and we have to get through it, you know?
Now, what's that going to be like as a musician, instead of somebody holding up a beer during the set, they're holding up a chicken or a hamburger or something?
I know, right? It's crazy times, for sure. You know, we just got to get through it, and hopefully things will get back together. And I mean, back, you know, hopefully things will get better and better. It's just, you know, the whole musician thing is really tough, you know, unless you're in the studio all the time, which is good, but touring is kind of out now, right?
Now, speaking of being in the studio, I mean, now's the time to actually be releasing music, don't you think? I mean, there's nothing out there. You can't really go anywhere. Sports is basically done. There's no new movies coming out. I mean, the only thing you got is new music.
Yeah. That's, you know, that, this kind of this time, it allowed me to finish up some things that I had been putting off, you know, from my, daily hustle, trying to make a living. I found myself just kind of sitting there like, hey, now's the time for me to come out with some music. I can't really back it up with a gig, but, so, you know, I see a lot of people are coming out with material now, and, you know, that's one thing that we can do. So, that's been cool. That's a cool outlet for people who, for musicians, you know.
Now, for you being someone who has appeared on all these different albums and stuff, were there artists just coming out of the woodwork asking him to do a track?
Yeah, I've been quite busy. I've been playing keys I've been in the studio quite a bit over the last few months. So that's good as far as, you know, making a living, being being creative and participating in people's music. So that's one good thing. Yes, yeah, I have been busy.
Now, do you make connections with some of these artists? I mean, is there a chance that once touring starts back up, you might be like, hey, you know, I appeared on this. Check out my Split Second Meltdown. Maybe we can go on the road together?
Yeah. It's just kind of the whole word of mouth. And, I mean, that's kind of how I've been making a living as any sort of a sole proprietor, self-employed person, right? It's the networking and the word of mouth, and I'd like to go out on the road and maybe I'll go on the road with the supporting Willie Nile or somebody like that, you know, some rock and roll band.
Now, how did you go ahead and get all the guests that appear on this?
They're friends. You know, JD from Black Label Society, I've known him for a bunch of years, and when I started this project, I actually started writing songs a few years ago, like, as, you know, solo, as a solo project, and I approached, JD, and, I knew what kind of sound I was going for, and it was a heavier sound, so, I got JD and Bob Pantella from Monster Magnet, and, playing drums, and I started cutting a bunch of songs with those guys. And then there was some stuff that I was happy with, some stuff I wasn't happy with. So, I just kind of, I know so many musicians, and I just got a different rhythm section together for the first couple of tracks are my friends in LA, Jimmy Messer from, he produces AWOL Nation and, a couple other guys and just friends. And, you know, I want to record some new music with other groups of friends. You know, I think it's cool getting different musicians on different tracks. You get a different personality, and hopefully I'm the, you know, the music will have a consistent thread, of me. Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do for the next batch of songs. Just get, you know, some other good friends together and record some new ideas.
So there's five tracks on this, and you're talking about recording new music. Do you already have, like, an idea, songs written? What's going on with that?
I kind of have an idea, of what I want to do. Maybe I want to do, you know, maybe a kind of stronger groove based thing, like, you know, like a hard rock meets like Parliament, Funkadelic. I mean, maybe not that funky, but, you know, kind of more heavy. But, yeah, I got some guys that I play with, in New York that would fit that bill. But are there any songs written? No. I mean, do I have ideas floating in my head? Yes. So you know, that remains to be seen. If I don't get to gig this fall, I'll definitely try to put something together and as a follow up to this EP.
Now, when you're doing your session work with other bands, do you sometimes mention that, you know, you're starting to do your own project? You try to pick them up that way, maybe do some revving back and forth when you guys are in, or whatever?
No, that, it would sort of, it would just be its own thing. I just assemble some, you know, some guys, you know, because it isn't actually a band yet. So I would probably just assemble musicians and throw a few bucks and say, hey, let's I got this idea, you know, let's see where it goes, you know. I'd like to do that. I'd like to do that next, yeah. These songs on the EP were pretty much already arranged by me, and then I gave them, I presented them to the musicians, and they pretty much played my ideas and gave it their own personality. But yeah, next batch, I would like to kind of maybe get a little more input from my friends, you know, the musicians.
Now, you said that you'd like to get out on the road by fall. Or is that something you're looking into? I mean,
I'd like to. I think it'd be fun. I mean, I live next to New York City, so I'll probably just, you know, start there if it's possible. You know, if bands are playing, I'm like, I'll go and book a club in New York and get my feet wet as a, you know, as a lead singer, as the front man, you know, and then take it from there, you know, see how it goes.
It's got to be hard, though. I mean, trying to figure that kind of thing out. I mean, every band in the world is looking for a gig, you know, and it's,
yeah,
you don't know where you can and can't play. I mean, before, the southern states that were open, those are the ones that are hot spots. Now that everything's closed down, it's Browning's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's yeah. I mean, you know, it's just kind of impossible for bands, man. You know, I mean, it's just that like the whole live entertainment, even, you know, sports. I mean, it's just anything that that requires a, you know, an audience is just like kind of just done for now. So who the heck knows what's going to happen.
And it's so crazy that the few bands that go out there, they are trying to do some shows. Everyone's just going nuts. Like, I can't believe you played for people. There's people in the crowd. They're next to each other.
Yeah. And it gets a little, you know, maybe it gets a little dangerous or a little, you know, I mean, hopefully people stay responsible and kind of stay away from each other, you know. But yeah, it's just crazy times, man. Right.
Well, I mean, I honestly believe that next week is Sturgis, and there's, you know, 30 bands booked throughout the strip there. That's going to be a test of tides right there. I mean, if no one's reporting huge numbers of getting sick and they were all there partying for a week and a half, whatever that is, and going to all these shows, and hopefully we can start
doing
things.
Yeah. That's next week, huh? Yeah, the 30 bands, man. I wonder how that's going to be. I guess we'll find out, man. Right?
I'm waiting to see it for sure. I mean, you know, it's.
Are you going?
Oh no, I'm still afraid to leave the house.
Yeah.
I'm still on that point, man. I mean, it's like. I'd like to see what goes on, but me, myself, I don't know when I'm going to dip my toes out there. I mean, you know, I'm the kind of guy that does my shopping 2 weeks at a time, so I don't have to interact with that many people still.
Yeah, I'm that way too. I try to stay away from the crowd still, you know. But, we got to cross our fingers that they'll, you know, things will get better and bands will get out there because that's what we all want, you know.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I mean, this was 2020. This is supposed to be a year of shows of bands reuniting and, you know, different things popping off, and it's just like, sorry, nothing going on.
I know. It's just a bust, right? The whole year, right? I mean, it's like August, or almost August. I don't know.
I always think about, you know, every summer there's always a band that gets played over and over and over on the radio. There's that one song that just blows up. And that usually gets to play all the festivals, and it makes or breaks them. I mean, whoever that person is this year, it's totally got screwed. They're never going to get a chance to know, like, what they could let up to.
I know, and I think about, you know, even like the, you know, the Grammys were a couple months ago, and, you know, I'm looking at that, you know, that girl, young woman, Billie Eilish, and I'm thinking, wow, she just won all these Grammys, and she's not going to be able to, you know, back that up, you know. Just, you know, some just speaking of someone young who just got a lot of, you know, attention and, you know, all the accolades and stuff, and usually she'd be on the road. A person like that would be trying to start their career, you know, on the road, and it's not happening.
Makes me wonder how many careers are going to end. I mean, so many up-and-comers that thought they were going to go ahead and have a chance to do anything that just didn't have that nest egg put away where they aren't able to do anything. You know what I mean? I mean, you're flat broke and you're a musician. You can't.
I know, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, you can always play, you know, play on your Facebook feed, I suppose, but, you know. How fun is that? That gets old.
I mean, it doesn't generate the income either. I mean, you know,
no, the tip jar, the virtual tip jar does not go that far, right?
You know, I'm curious to see when touring starts back off if a lot of classic rock bands are just not going to go ahead out there because they're above that age. You know what I mean? Where the risk is still there for them.
Yeah. I mean, there probably will be a certain percentage that just kind of go out with a whimper, you know, that they were kind of planning their reunion, their farewell tour, you know, and then it's just a bust, you know. I mean, next year is, you know, I mean, to miss a year is a big deal.
It's especially when there's going to be a year where it's every band out there is going to go ahead and try and book these dates. I mean, you know, you haven't made money. So there's only so many clubs. There's only so many venues to play. I mean, I can't see stadiums or arenas even being open next year. So it's all going to be a theater type shows. We're trying to get as much as possible, but
yeah, like 50% capacity or something. I mean, that's even less. Yeah. It's a game changer, man. I mean, it just changed everything. I mean, hopefully we'll probably eventually get back, but yeah, you're right. I think a lot of bands might, disband as possible.
So when people's locked in the house like it is now, is it easier for you to bring a market to yourself? I mean, do you reach out in social media? What are you doing?
As far as presenting the music to an audience, you mean
you're a solo guy now. You got your own band. You're trying to spread that word out. Is it easier now that everyone's locked at home and basically doing stuff on the computer or the phone or whatever?
I suppose in a way. I mean, yeah, especially if you're like me doing a lot of it yourself, you know, I mean, you don't have the, PR machine, you know, behind you. Yeah, I suppose it is. I suppose you could spend more time. I mean, I have been, this is kind of like my first, foray into doing this, but I suppose I do have more time than if I were out, you know, touring and in a van or whatnot. Although, you know, that's a great way to get fans as well, but I suppose digital ads and stuff is a good way to reach people while I'm locked at home. I'm stuck at home, rather.
Now, for someone who's worked with all these different bands, I mean, I'm sure you became friends with a lot of these guys. Do you reach out to them now and say, hey, give me a plug?
Yeah, I did to a couple of my good friends that play with big bands. They've been cool to post stuff for me. I've gotten some love, you know, from former bandmates and stuff like that. So, you know, that helps. Everything helps. Yeah. Everything helps.
Now, with your video, was that a drone, or how did you shoot that?
No, that video was all, it was just footage. It was all kind of footage that I found and the guy that put it together. He just found different footage. And yeah, we wanted to show, the empty city and, that's kind of, that's just, you know, just a video footage to match the, to sort of match the message. And I wanted to keep it, I don't want to get, you know, dark with it and show people and, hospital beds and, you know.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. I just kind of wanted to keep it, you know, just, you know, empty city footage. Yeah, that's a video. I have another video coming out, actually in a couple of weeks for another one of the songs that I'm actually, you can see me singing and playing the guitar, and guys that played on it are playing in the video, and it's a different kind of video, so I'm excited about that. That's good. That'll be out in a couple of weeks.
Now, are you interactive on your social media? I mean, are you playing stuff for the fans? What are you doing?
I'm definitely as interactive. I've been pretty active, and I'm actually going to post some stuff of me singing and like playing the single. Flesh and Blood. So I'm excited about that. And I might have some special guests play with me. That remains to be seen. And kind of trying to work the social media now, stuck at home.
Now, if people want to follow up, man, they want to go to their social media, they want to check out the video, they want to know the upcoming video, where are they going to go, what are they going to do?
Split Second Meltdown, that's the name of the band, the project. You can find the Facebook, or you can go to my name, Rob Cloris. I have a website, robcloris.com. I'm on Facebook. We got the Instagram happening. We got the YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Split Second Meltdown. Either at this point, my name or the project name will get you there.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next from you. Hopefully, one day you'll be in my neck of the woods. We can have a beer. I can check out your show.
Yeah. I'm thank you. I like it up there. I like it in Buffalo and all those surrounding and the whole those upstate. I like the upstate vibe. You got some solid rock and roll fans up there.
That's about all we got.
Yeah. I would like to come up there. Absolutely.
Cool, man. All right, buddy. It was great talking to you. The album is out now, and you can go to your social media and your websites and stream it and get copies. Is that right?
Yes. That's right. I'm actually getting some hard copies out now and stuff like that. It was so hopefully I'll be able to people can order like a real CD for people that still have CD players.
Get them for a collectible, show the kids.
That's right.
How music used to be.
That's right.
Are you going to open up a merch store or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do that too. Yeah, I'm getting some black on black t-shirts and, other designs. I like the black on black thing myself, but hopefully I think this is a work in progress. It's just great to